Yeah, I think that's exactly what it is. You know, when you take over a program, you're trying to build and instill all the things that you believe in. You get some bumps along the way. It doesn't happen nearly as fast as you want. We were 2 weeks left in the regular season. We're playing for first place against Morehead at home, and then we lose. We lose two games in a row heading into the conference tournament, and then you win four games straight. You end up with 19 wins. We played a very challenging schedule. We only played two non-D1s. So I think you take all those factors in. We're graduating guys. This day and age, we've been able to retain a good majority of our guys. And so I think that when you have people that believe in you and administratively and community-wide, they see what you're doing, it feels good, you know, and it really feels good for a lot of the other people too, you know, right off the top of my head for my family. You know, there's a lot that goes into this coaching thing, and just to have a little bit of relief. It's not comfort. It's not resting on your laurels, but it is. It's like, okay, you know, you can. It's hard in coaching to make a place your home, but when people believe in you and give you an extension like that, and it's a place that wants you just as much as you want to be successful for them, that's when positive things can happen. So it's a very positive thing for the staff's families, very positive thing for recruiting. And, you know, that's how you build a program, in my opinion, is now, you know, you have a face with a program and a program that has a style of basketball that people can associate with, and they know exactly what they're getting.